This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Now a look at Northwoods news. I'm Maddie Schaefer. Northwoods residents will have several opportunities this summer to safely dispose of household hazardous waste through the Northwest Clean Sweep Program. According to the Northwest Regional Planning Commission, the next collection event will be held Thursday, July 23rd from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Bayfield County Fairgrounds in Iron River. Residents of participating Northwest Clean Sweep counties can attend any collection event, although proof of residency may be required. The Bayfield County event will accept household hazardous waste, old electronics, expired medications, and sharps from residential households at no charge, though some specialty items will require a fee. More collection events are scheduled for September 22nd in Park Falls and September 23rd at the Sawyer County Fairgrounds in Hayward. More information, including participating counties, accepted materials, and collection locations, is available through the Northwest Regional Planning Commission. Governor Tony Evers has approved a nearly $4 million project to repair the Lake Superior shoreline and upgrade the Lake Superior wayside along Highway 13 in Bayfield County. According to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, construction is scheduled to begin Monday, July 13th at the wayside between Iron River and Port Wing. The project includes repairing the shoreline, resurfacing the parking lot, upgrading the walking path to meet accessibility standards, replacing culverts, and making other improvements throughout the wayside. Highway 13 will remain open during construction with minimal traffic impacts, but the wayside will be closed for the duration of the project. Construction is expected to be completed in late November. Drivers are reminded that handheld cell phone use is illegal in Wisconsin work zones and to stay alert for crews in the area. More information about the project can be found on the Wisconsin Department of Transportation's website. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. In breaking news today, former Wisconsin Judge Hannah Dugan is spared from prison for helping an immigrant evade federal agents. A federal judge issued a $5,000 fine in court today, but no prison sentence. Dugan was convicted of felony obstruction last December for ushering a Mexican defendant out of her courtroom to evade ICE agents. The judge cited Dugan's otherwise law-abiding record in issuing the sentence, calling Dugan a good person who made a bad decision in the moment. Prosecutors said after the sentencing they would still appeal Dugan's conviction. Wisconsin State Patrol officers are reminding drivers to keep right if you're going slower. Civic Media's Maddie Schaefer has more on the Law of the Month.
The Wisconsin State Patrol's Law of the Month for July reminds drivers that slower traffic should keep right on interstates and other multi-lane highways. According to a press release, officials say the reminder is meant to help keep traffic moving safely and efficiently while reducing the risk of tailgating and rear-end crashes. Under Wisconsin law, drivers traveling slower than the normal speed of traffic should use the right lane when multiple lanes are traveling in the same direction, except when passing another vehicle, preparing for a left turn, or making an authorized U-turn. Wisconsin State Patrol Superintendent Tim Carnahan says lingering in the left lane can lead to crashes and dangerous situations on the road. The State Patrol also reminds drivers to follow Wisconsin's Move Over law by changing lanes or slowing down for emergency vehicles, highway workers, and certain disabled vehicles with flashing lights along the roadside. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
Officers also say keep an eye on posted speed limits in work zones. And don't forget to check 511 Wisconsin for current travel conditions. A shakeup in Wisconsin's governor race as Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley drops out and backs Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. Crowley says he's stepping aside after struggling to build enough support, even though he led in fundraising early on. His endorsement of Rodriguez could shift the race, especially among Milwaukee voters. Some expected him to support fellow Milwaukee native Mandela Barnes, who's also running. The field now has five candidates, with polling showing a tight and competitive contest. Go deeper on the new endorsement on the Milwaukee Courier website. Farmers in Wisconsin could soon have more control over fixing their own equipment after a major settlement with John Deere. State and federal officials say the agreement will require Deere to share repair tools and software with farmers and independent shops, not just dealerships. The lawsuit claimed Deere's limits led to higher costs and delays during critical times. Attorney General Josh Call says this gives farmers more options when equipment breaks down. The deal will be monitored for the next 10 years. A mechanical failure at the Beloit Dam is behind decreasing water levels in the Rock River. The Rock County Sheriff's Office says the issue caused the dam's gates to open unexpectedly on Saturday, bringing down water levels between the Beloit Dam and the Centerway Dam in Janesville. The gates have since been closed, but there's no time frame for when water levels will return to normal. Boaters are still allowed on the river and are asked to use caution in case they venture on the water. A lawsuit over credit card debt involving Wisconsin gubernatorial candidate Francesca Hong has now been resolved. Court records show the case from Capital One was dismissed after she paid about $30,000. Her campaign says she covered the debt with help from family and no campaign money was used. Hong says the issue reflects the financial struggles many people face and should not be seen as a moral failing. She continues to work multiple jobs while serving in the state assembly. Vice President J.D. Vance is talking about fraud in a campaign-style speech in Wisconsin. Vance spoke in Milwaukee yesterday, touting the Trump administration's crackdown on health care fraud and also infused plenty of politics.
The Democrats have thrown their lot in with the people who want to abolish the police, who want to open the border, and want to give your money to fraudsters instead of moms who need it.
Vance has made similar appearances across the country, and his stop at the Wisconsin Air National Guard facility was very pointed at Democrats. He accused Democrats of supporting fraud, including Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, and pumped up the Trump-endorsed Republican running for governor, Congressman Tom Tiffany. Wisconsin holds its primaries on August 11th. Two people are facing charges after nearly 250 grams of meth were seized during a traffic stop in Antigo. Antigo Police Department stopped a car for a motor vehicle violation on June 30th and deployed a canine for an open-air sniff of the vehicle. Officers found a plastic bag that contained 234 grams of meth, along with more than 33 grams of fentanyl. Two men were taken into custody as a result of the investigation. A jury trial is scheduled for March 2027 for the father of an Abundant Life Christian School shooter. Prosecutors allege 44-year-old Jeffrey Rupnow gave a dangerous weapon to a person under 18, resulting in deaths, and contributed to the delinquency of a minor. The charges stem from the 2024 school shooting that killed a student and a teacher before Rupnow's teenage daughter took her own life. Rupnow's motion to dismiss the case was denied in May, and a status conference is set for late September. Jury selection is set to begin March 8th, with the trial beginning the following day and lasting 9 days. The La Crosse Police Department is implementing drone-deployed personal flotation devices. The device can be carried by police, thrown from shore, or deployed directly from a department drone to a person in need. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Feldman for Civic Media News.
Another Brewer injury. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Cardinals last night, 5-1. Pitcher Kyle Harrison lasted only 4 innings, giving up 3 runs. Pat Murphy says the left-hander is having soreness in his elbow.
You know, he's fatigued. You know, it's obvious he's fatigued, and we got to help him on that. You know what I mean? That's all there is to it. We got to help him. Could have left him in there, but we're thinking about his future and felt a little soreness, and yeah, we're not going to mess with it.
Meanwhile, test results for Brandon Woodruff reveal he has a new injury in his right shoulder. The 33-year-old Woodruff will seek a second opinion. The Brewers wrapping up their 5-game series tonight in St. Louis. Logan Henderson back on the mound after missing the past 6 weeks with a lower back injury. NBA GM John Horst tells reporters the Bucks did not have to trade Giannis to the Miami Heat, that he still had another year left on his contract, but Horst says the deal they got is what's best for the team. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a low dropping into the mid-50s. Tomorrow will be sunny with a high of 83. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.